Going to do a Bible reading together now. Hope we can have the screen on, please, with the laptop. Thank you. We're thinking this morning about the Last Supper and about what it means to us. And what I want you to do, if you're on this side of the church, so if we put a line down here between Natalia and Crispian and Doris, so the line goes down here, so I'm trying to think. I think, yeah, there's a line down there. Okay. So this side are brown. Okay. So if there's an arrow pointing this way and it's brown, you read those words. If there's an arrow pointing this way and it's orange, you're the orange side. And if there are two arrows pointing in both directions and it's green, then we all read it. Okay? So brown, orange, green. Got it? Okay. And the exits are here and here. Okay, so let's start. On the first of the days of unleavened bread, the day they prepare the Passover sacrifice, his disciples asked him, where... A man carrying a water jug will meet you. Follow him. Ask the owner of whichever house he enters. The teacher wants to know, where is my guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples? He will show you a spacious upstairs room, swept and ready. Take it, this is my body. Thank you. Amen. Who can remember the date of the first day of the autumn term? This is a lovely question to ask, just as you have broken up from school, but what's the first date of the new term coming? I don't know, I'm just asking the question. 4th of September? 4th sounds like a Friday, which seems an odd day to begin. It's a Thursday, is it? Oh, that's all right then. Some it's the 2nd, some it's the 4th. You remembered. That's great. What do you remember with? Your brain. What? A calendar. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Parents. Right, we'll get there in a minute. The word I'm looking for begins with M and ends with Y. Memory. That's right. Memory. Memory is very important to us. We're going to be thinking about it in a minute. Now, I want to do a memory test with you. I'm going to show you a clip of film. And then I'm going to ask you 13 questions of observation based on this film. Don't get too entertained, though you will be, because you need to be watching the detail and listening as well. Thank you very much. Thank you, David.
minions. Minions have been on this planet far longer than we have. They go by many names. Dave, Carl. Well, that one is Norbert. He's an idiot. They all share the same goal. To serve the most despicable master around.
Sit a banana! Yum, yum!
Finding a master was easy. Keeping a master, that's where things got tricky. But nonetheless, they kept on looking. Without a master, they had no purpose. They became aimless and depressed. If this went on much longer, they would surely perish.
But then one minion stepped forward.
Kevin felt pride. He was going to be the one to find his tribe the biggest, baddest villain to serve. Stuart felt hungry, mostly. He was going to be the one to eat this banana. And Bob... Bob was frightened of the journey ahead.
Libido?
Matoka!
Poranola Matoka! Banana! Stuart?
Banana! Banana!
Right. Okay. Now then. How can we do this? Right. Let's have... I know. Let's have four teams. One, two, three, four. And five, the band. And I'm going to ask questions, and what you have to do is not shout out the answers, okay? But when as a team, and there's a lot of you in each team, you think you have an answer, you must send a minion forth who will stand on the stage here. Sorry, I wasn't serious about you lot. I saw you all looking at Rachel, and I didn't think that was fair. But what we're going to do, so there'll be one person from each team come forward after each question, and we'll get them to discuss what the correct answer is, okay? Because being minions, they will all agree on what the correct answer is. So, moving on quickly, this is all, I've put this in the wrong place, in the, there we go. Okay. What is the name of the last minion out of the water? If you think you know, you can come forward from your side. Okay? There's one, there's two. Come on. Yeah, come. Come here. All right. Yeah, you come as well. I think you're probably the four nominated minions who are going to answer all the questions. Well, You two belong together because you come from the same bit. Okay, right. Now, what's the answer then, do you think? Any others? Any other suggestions?
Norbert.
You are quite right. He was named as... Norbert. That's right. Now then, next question. How many starfish is Norbert wearing... when he comes out of the water? How many do you think?
One. One.
No, he comes out of the water, then he goes back to the water, and he comes out wearing some starfish.
Two.
Yes, that's right. Brilliant. Two. All minions share the same goal. What is it? Yeah?
To find a leader.
To find a leader, but what? How does it describe the leader?
Despicable?
Yes, the most despicable person around.
Around.
That's right. That's it. It actually says to serve the most despicable master around. Well, some of us are a bit like that, or we can want to, but we actually want to serve the best master around, right? Yeah, we're agreed, who we call Jesus. But let's move on. Now, there are 28 minions on the back of the dinosaur. But how many volcanoes in the background? If you're not sure, you could always look to your team.
Three?
Correct, three. That's it. There are three. They are? One, two, three. Right. In this clip, how many of their despicable masters do the minions manage to destroy? In this clip, I know you may see other clips in which there are others and more, but in this clip there are...
Six.
No.
Is it five?
No. No.
Four,
yes! We got there. Process of elimination. The four were the dinosaur, the pharaoh, Napoleon, and Dracula. Right? Okay. In the football scene, which, and didn't they look like a typical St. James's Park crowd? In the football scene, which way does the goalie dive as we are looking at the goal?
Right.
Let's see. Yep, it is to the right. Okay. Now then, how many balls is the sea lion juggling? Say it all together.
Three.
Correct. Three. Now then, what colour are the balls, or colours are the balls that the sea lion is juggling?
One of them's red?
Reddy orange, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yellow and blue. And...
I'll give you blue.
Green.
It's sort of greeny blue, and there's a pink one, and there's an orange. You can see there, sort of, it almost looks purple in that picture. The trouble is it changes from picture to picture. But there we go. Let's... There's one more question to do with the sea lion. On what is the sea lion balancing? Can you remember that? Can anybody remember that? Anybody out there remember what it is the sea lion's balancing on? Yes. Can you remember? It's black. Yeah, well, brown, I think, but... Yeah?
Iceberg?
No, it wasn't an iceberg. No, 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 no.
Was it a ball of snow?
No. No. It was a barrel. A barrel. What is... That's wrong. That should say, what is Bob carrying as he, Stuart and Kevin set out on their adventure? You know, yes. And what colour's the bag?
Red and white.
Red with white spots.
Yeah. Correct. That's very good. Red with white spots. Yes, there we are. There's Bob. Okay. Now, it's actually, I know I've got the name wrong. What is sitting between Bob and Kevin in the boat? What is sitting between Bob and Kevin in the boat?
Bob. Was it a teddy bear?
It was a teddy bear. You are quite right. It was a teddy bear, very small. See, just there. There's a little teddy bear. Yep. Okay. What do Bob and Kevin become when Stuart hallucinates from hunger?
Banana.
Right, the answer is?
Banana. Banana.
Well, actually, banana-na. Okay? Banana-nas in Minion speak. That's right. Now, in what year do the intrepid adventurers arrive in New York? Yeah?
1968.
Let's see. Yes, that is the correct answer. Okay, thank you very much.
How many people, when they're cooking, use a recipe? Written down recipe. Follow the written down recipe. Okay. How many people do a lot of cooking and they've been doing it so many times, they just know how much a spoon holds, how much a cup holds, and they just get on with it? Yeah, okay. They're always the best cakes. Yeah, thank you, Eric. And, yeah. But why do you do that? You do that, you're able to do that because you remember it. That's right. And memory is really important. I need to go back through all those pictures because the bit I wanted to put afterwards I put before, and that was silly. But when we come to this table, one of the important things we're doing is remembering. And we're remembering together. Heard a very interesting talk on the radio last night. And it was about, if I were to say, let's sing a song. Say I was to say, let's sing Majesty. Okay. Which is an old song. Which I'm looking at John for now. And we're going to sing it without putting any words up. All right? So let's just sing it, shall we? Yeah. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor and praise. Majesty, King of all mighty, flows from His throne. Now, I suspect that not everybody knew all the words all the way through. But the point is, you can do a song in a group like this, you see, and you rely on the fact that most people know some of it. And the bits that you don't know, you pick up from the people who do know that bit. And vice versa. So we could all sing the whole song. Whereas if I'd asked just one of you to sing it, now it depends on which one it was. If I'd asked Joyce, she'd have sung it all the way through. But if I'd sung somebody else, they might have sung a couple of lines and then, oh, now I know this, what comes next? But the point is, because we've got other people who know what comes next, we're able to sing it with them. And when we come to communion, we come together with a memory of the Christian church that has been formed over centuries. And we remember that Jesus went to the cross for us. He said, "This is my body. Here's bread. I want you to remember me." Remember And this is what, could I say, when we take communion, it is not a competition to see who can take the smallest crumb of bread. You should take enough to be able to feel it in your mouth. To be able to taste it. That's the whole point. That's why Jesus gave us this very powerful aid. He said, because he said, what I did for you is as real as the bread you can feel in your mouth now. This is my body. He's not saying this bread becomes my body in some sort of way. That's not what we believe. But he says, you can remember what I've done for you and know that it is as real as the bread on your tongue, as the liquid of the juice in your mouth. It's that real. Remember. And we do this together. It's a shared thing. It's not something we do on our own. We come together to do this, remembering that Jesus died for us all, and that we have something worth sharing. And also, we come here hoping. How many people this last week, all put your hands up. Everybody put their hands up. Okay? Right. Put your hand down. Now, I'll go through the whole list, okay? Because otherwise people say, oh, I see. Put your hand down if you thought something horrible about somebody else. Just keep your hands up. We'll put them down at the end, okay? I don't want to know who's done what, right? Actually, this could be really interesting. But hands up. So we said those who've thought something horrible about somebody else. People, you know, or perhaps you have done something you know you shouldn't have done, that mum or dad have expressly said not to do, and you've done it. It may be having that extra slice of bread out of the packet because it was all fresh and lovely and you really fancied it, but mum said, you don't take any more of that, or something like that. Or it may be that you've been critical of somebody without understanding the circumstances they were working under. Or it may be, well, if you feel you've done anything negative this week, put your hand down. Now, that's why we need this hope. And the reason we need this hope is because not only did Jesus die for us, and he wants us to know he died for us, but he did it for a purpose. He did it to forgive us. He wants us to know that we are forgiven, that we can be forgiven, that we have a future with him. And that's what the bread and wine speak to us of as well. Let's just go back finally to that sharing. There's something very special we believe when we come to communion, when we take bread and wine. And that is that Jesus promises that when we do this, as surely as that bread or that juice is in our mouth, he is with us in person. He is present as we do this. So we remember, we share, and we hope. We're going to sing a song, and then we're going to share the bread and wine together. Thank you.